we offer to all, and in times past and present, dwell in the doors of wisdom, reuniting all beings with their intrinsic purity. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. The recitation of this rosary ever expands the awakening of faith in the three jewels, Bodhi, Dharma, and Sangha. Bodhi Saranam Gacchami, Dutiyampi Tatiyampi Savaha. I turn to the perfect nature of truth for guidance. Again and yet again, may it be so. Dharmam Saranam Gacchami, Dutiyampi Tatiyampi Savaha. I turn to the teachings for guidance. Again and yet again, may it be so. Sangam Saranam Gacchami, Dutiyampi Tatiyampi Savaha. I turn to the holy order for guidance. Again and yet again, may it be so. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Dukkha, the noble truth of suffering. Dukkha Sangaya, the noble truth of the origin of suffering. Dukkha Nirodha, the noble truth of the extinction of suffering. Dukkha Nirodha Gamini Patipada, the noble truth of the path that leads to the extinction of suffering. So long as these four noble truths are not understood, we shall wander in sorrow and ignorance. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. All formations are transient, anicca. All formations are subject to suffering, dukkha. All things are without a self, anatta. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Namo prajna paramita hridaya, homage to the wisdom in the heart. Form is not different from emptiness. Emptiness is not different from form. This is the teaching of our spiritual ancestors, Gautama Buddha, and all the great teachers who have transmitted the Dharma to this holy day. Blessed is the knowledge of emptiness. Homage to the devotees of this and all paths of self-purification. May all find simplicity, the joyous and practical guide. The Dharma, being the contents of enlightenment, in which there is no bondage and no suffering, offers freedom from the cankers of ignorance and fear. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Sangha is the holy order of spiritual ancestors, monks, priests, and all those who follow and practice this path. Homage to the Sangha. Homage to all who are approaching this holy path. Homage to all who follow and establish this holy path. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. By compassionate comprehension that dissipates delusion, by compassionate aspiration that harms no one, by compassionate speech that makes for clarity, by compassionate self-discipline that brings no regret, by compassionate livelihood that brings no discredit, by compassionate endeavor that results in goodness, by compassionate mindfulness that proves this path, by compassionate awareness that leads to nirvana. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. With this recitation, I do confirm my acceptance of these three pure precepts. The precept of restraint and religious observances, the precept of obedience to all good laws, the precept to benefit all sentient beings. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. With this recitation, I do confirm my acceptance of these 10 grave prohibited precepts, not to lead a harmful life, nor to encourage others to do so, not to take that which is not given, not to commit or participate in unchaste conduct, not to tell lies or practice believing the fantasies of authority, not to use intoxicating drinks or narcotics, nor assist others to do so, not to publish other people's faults, not to extol oneself and slander others, not to be avaricious in bestowal of the teachings, not to be angry, not to speak ill of this religion or any other. And in this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself in the practice of loving kindness, in the practice of pure attention, in the practice of ever-expanding faith, in the practice of constant devotion, in the practice of inquiry through correct dhyana. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Oh, happy blessed day. Oh, happy blessed place. Oh, happy blessed time. Oh, happy blessed path. Oh, happy blessed opportunity. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Here, in humble submission, in order to experience this most perfect now, I deeply vow and sacrifice all thoughts, all tensions, all pressures, and desires. I am born of karma. I am heir to karma. I abide in karma, and I am supported by karma. Whatever I do creates karma, and I shall surely experience this karma. The merit for all good acts I do freely offer to all beings. Dutyampi tatyampi sabaha. Again and yet again may it be so. Willingness is the name of the key to the gate of awakening. For even to awaken from deep sleep and face the new day, there must be the willingness to do it. Here in my hand is the opportunity, and the way is clear beyond the gate of thought and desire. There is no self and other, as the awareness of pure, undisturbed consciousness slips into all consciousness. pain and suffering is more important than anything. We will end suffering. If ending suffering is not more important than anything, we will not end suffering. If I am suffering, it is because I am choosing something over any suffering. We are not here to create and cling to beliefs. We are here to pay attention. We are here to use everything in our experience to see how we cause ourselves to suffer, so we can drop that and end suffering.
That Sunday morning groups are recorded and made available to help the donors. Which we all got this morning. Scott.
Well, first, on the way to the break in the heat with the cool weather. And I actually don't mind the heat so much, but there's just something really fun about the temperature dropping like 10 to 15 degrees. And I think it's sort of running parallel to the break in the little self-hate process I was in to, kind of feel like back in the life flow again. And I was watching a particular place where self-hate can come up around, I think I've gotten more like sort of notes and information from Guidance and Guest Master in the last couple of weeks than I have in the last couple of months. And, there's the musing article a couple of months was pointing out, there's just that it hits the survival system, and there's just this, just kind of watching almost like these stages of grief. Like there's just the denial, like that note was for somebody else. I didn't do that.
The other Scott.
The other Scott. And then there's kind of just this like anger or like, well, that's not, and well, what about all the other things that I do? And then, as it sort of creeps in that did happen, and this is information about what happened. There's sort of this like bargaining, well, but I don't really have to do that every time on the task, do I? And then we finally like start to move along into more of an acceptance place. And I thought that whole was sort of interesting because then it sort of seems like, gosh, if that's the common response to that information, then it seems like I'm often identified with the survival system. And as I was watching a little bit more closely, it seems actually pretty clear that, first of all, it's not clear that that's the first reaction, is the defense. And then, if that's not clear, then it seems like both systems are going on when the information comes in. So there's the defensiveness, but there's also this place that I get to that I'm clear about at the acceptance stage, that I think is always there, which is, wow, like there's just a curiosity, there's an interest, there's a, I wonder what I get to see in this, because every time there's information, it's helpful.
Right.
And then there's this growing, I want to learn to go to a place where that guidance came from. And so it seemed like, gosh, ego is framing it as like, gosh, you must be walking around identified all the time, and now you have to disidentify. But I think it just depends where my attention's at. And that, I mean, obviously, that life is always here in Scott, and it's hitting that life is talking to life.
Yep.
It's just that life is quieter. The curiosity and the interest and conditioning is just like, rah, 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 it just draws the attention.
Yeah, almost has to be. So if I'm tracking what you're saying, that you're getting a sense of, so there's that progression that it goes through. It gets to that acceptance place. And as you really looked at it, there was a sense of, I have a feeling the acceptance is the ground of being.
Yes.
That's always there throughout all of it.
Yeah.
And then, and if it is, if that's just what is, which we get so much information to practice that that's so, right? When we stop doing everything else, that's where joy is, that's where nothing wrong lives, that's where acceptance is, that's where, you know, all of that is what is, it's who we are. So then no wonder the conditioned system has to be loud to be on top of that, to try to keep our attention away from what is.
And I think that it's sort of those kinds of things that I kind of know, but seeing that subtlety that, because I think what ego is then framing it as is, see, you're just walking around identified all the time.
Yeah, which is, you know, it just reminds me so much of so many of the responses in the current email class, or the email class we just finished, of that, you know, someone would just lay out exactly like you just did, you know, this happens, and then this happens, and then this happens, and then the last sentence is usually something like, so I'm identified with the conditioned system all the time.
Yeah, and of course that's bad.
And that's bad, wrong. Which is not even said, because that's assumed.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? It's just completely assumed. Uh-huh. And then invariably the guy's response is like, woohoo, you saw it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it's that, oh, right.
Yeah.
Because we have to see it.
Yeah.
You know, we have to see it over and over and over and over, such that we're so familiar with it that when it happens, it just happens.
Yeah, and that has been the thing lately. It's like, okay, I know this is the typical response, and I know there's a lot for me to see here.
Yeah.
And seeing that that life is also receiving those notes and guidance, that I don't know what about that. And instead of the story being you're identified and you work through this process to be disidentified, and now you're back in life, to see that I'm also always life.
Yes.
You know, in that kind of clear way, that interest, that goodness, that wanting to see is always there.
Yes.
Instead of what, you know, is being framed, it almost starts to lean towards you're inherently ego.
Right.
You're inherently identified, and then you have to learn, quote, it's almost like that you're inherently bad, and you have to learn to be good.
Exactly, you have to learn to be good, right? But which would be such a coup for conditioning to try to get consensus to that, wouldn't it? Because then we're going to, quote, effort in the wrong places.
Yeah. Which a lot of my life, continually, actually, I've just been noticing that guy who tries hard.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just like,
who leaves the goodness to try to really be good.
Yeah.
Instead of the bear at the opposite.
Yeah.
Who sees the goodness, sees everything that goes on around that, and is practicing the skill of just staying still in the goodness.
Yes.
Never leaving the goodness.
Yes.
And not struggling against all the conditioned things that happen on top of it.
Yeah. And that's kind of been more of the practice lately, is to see that goodness, it's not like it's gone.
Right.
It's just my attention's on the loudness of, and that all I have to do, I think, as you just said, is just stay here.
Yes.
Just relax. And that kind of storm, or all this little tantruming, all this little process, it just goes through. And it goes through pretty quickly when I'm not feeling like I have to try to do something different.
Right.
And I think that was a big break from the little self-hate cycle I was in, was I was recording about it, and it's like, well, what helped kind of break out of that? It's like showing up and doing my five high five practices like I do every day.
Exactly.
That's it.
That's all. Just showing up, just practicing.
Yep. Staying the course.
Exactly, staying the course. Not having anything to do with the content that ego would try to get us into to try to fix the whole problem.
Yep.
There is no problem.
Yep.
We just need to shift our attention. And so just showing up, you know, it's why, in some ways, we have it so easy in a monastic life, you know?
Yes.
Because there's such a structure for us to simply follow, you know? Or the structure that you're talking about that everyone in the Sangha could have if they choose to, which is the high five challenge of the bridge walk.
Yeah.
So just keeping those commitments, you know, just putting our attention on what's here now, this here now, this here now, you know, it's the training of the leader.
Yeah. And just having that slight, even in those really kind of more identified places, that that's not me.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Just, I don't know what the heck's going on here, but I'm just going to, it's time to record the mentor.
Yeah.
You know, it's time to do the exercise.
It's
time to do the meditation. Yeah. That's it.
Because,
you know, then I was getting into, I wonder why this is happening right now.
Right.
I mean, it seemed like, you know, and now I'm...
Gone.
It's like there's nothing to figure out.
Yeah.
There's just kind of identified or here.
Yeah.
It really just depends where our attention is, because you know, technically we're always here.
Yeah. And that's the, as you were saying that, I could just feel the relaxation in that.
Uh-huh.
Do you realize that the transformation is happening?
Yep.
It just is happening.
Yep. Yeah, that's really fun. Mm-hmm. So someone who's not trying hard enough, and it was really the answer to all of life.
Yeah. You know, and another fun little practice in that place can be just that simple, oh, ego's really taking that note personally. Just simply, whatever's going on,
exactly.
Just calling it with ego is.
Yeah.
Ego is.
Yeah.
Well, but you're just saying that. You don't really think that. Well, ego thinks I don't really think that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, because even just that tiny thing, and then going on with your life, you know, whatever you're doing the dishes or being in meditation, so not giving it a lot of attention, but just simply that simple reframing of ego is, conditioning is, and giving it to conditioning is such a communication to the system that you get it.
Yes.
You get it.
Yeah. I think that one's really important, putting ego is. And then the other place that's just so clear that I haven't made a recording about is, it's incredible to me how consistently guidance comes from that place. Uh-huh. Like, I sort of just seem, or just notes, like, uh-huh. Does it ever not? Or just uh-huh. somebody, God showing to me and yeah. pointing something out to me. Uh-huh. It's just like, it's so clear in that place. Uh-huh. That is coming from goodness yes. and gentleness.
Yes.
It's just every time, yes. you know?
Yes.
And so that really highlights yes. whose team you want to be on.
Exactly, precisely. Yeah, only ego would rail against that incredible support
yeah.
to have me be here,
yeah.
you know? And just always good to check in and remember, hey, I chose to be here.
Yeah.
I asked for the training.
Absolutely.
This is what I want.
I do want it, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's such a service. And I love how the note comes in and there's no conversation.
Right.
So you're just, and we're monastically training, so it's yeah. quiet.
Right.
No one's going to come talk to you.
Now, Scott, I know this is going to be hard for you.
but really, what did it, there's none of that.
Right.
It's just, you just get to watch how the whole, everything just reacts.
Right.
And then it gets to be clear what we've just outlined.
Yeah. yeah.
You know, kind of what's
it gets to be clear if we're willing to stay with it. And that really is the piece that we bring to it. It's just the staying there, staying in the game, being still with it, not going off and getting caught in conversation. Because if we truly were simply identified with the survival system all the time, we would never see that progression that you laid out.
Yeah.
We wouldn't see it as a progression.
Yeah.
We'd just be in a conversation of, it stinks, it's not fair, how come?
Thank you.